shifting combinations of England, Holland, France, Spain, German states, Austria, Russia, and Turkey would dominate the European scene. Now, it has been the despair of every student who went through modern European history and had to memorize the lists of parties that were signatory to all the treaties or who fought each other in all the wars of modern European history. But just to remember those school days is to remember how often these alliances shifted. But the point is, these are the players. Between the middle of the 16th and the end of the 17th century, they're all in the game, as it were. Second great point. As these states consolidated and even expanded their overseas holdings, Europe's struggles were globalized. At once, problems on the world frontier became problems in Europe. Problems in Europe became problems on the world frontier. Closely connected to that, of course, the European economy became dependent on raw materials from and commerce with, often on terms rigged to serve the interests of Europeans, but commerce with overseas realms. The globe was stitched together in ways that had never been true before. The second important way we can say that the dawning modern world manifested itself in what we sometimes call the scientific revolution. Now, is it legitimate to use the word revolution here? Remember, we had a little fun with the word revolution way back in early lectures when we talked about the Neolithic revolution that took a very long time, centuries, millennia, to work itself out. Well, the scientific revolution is something that, at the very least, took decades, maybe indeed something like a century and a half, to work itself out. So another fairly leisurely revolution from one point of view. From another point of view, the scientific revolution does mark a fairly dramatic change in worldview. A fairly dramatic change in worldview. Now, the process is usually associated with a series of discoveries in astronomy. We could actually, were we to focus on the scientific revolution itself for itself, we could expand this discussion quite broadly. But generally speaking, one way to tell the story is to talk about astronomy. In 1543, Nicholas Copernicus, Polish scholar, who was born in 1473, lived until, indeed, the very end of his life was 1543, published his On the Revolutions of the Heavenly Bodies. On the Revolutions of the Heavenly Bodies. Now, in this book, which he dedicated to the Pope, interesting footnote, he carefully advanced the heliocentric theory, the idea that the Earth and all the planets revolve around the sun. Now, he wasn't the first to argue this view, but his views did not in his own time win universal assent. Indeed, they won rather limited assent. Indeed, the tradition at that point was still very much against him. In 1576, the King of Denmark financed the construction of an observatory for Tycho Brahe. Brahe was born in 1546. He died in 1601. We see again the role of patronage here, the importance of finding wealthy, influential supporters who will make various kinds of intellectual endeavors possible. Well, Brahe's contribution was the collection of an enormous amount of data from close, careful observation on the movements of the stars and the planets. Before him, one of the curious ironies in the sense of Renaissance imperatives, before him, virtually everyone had relied on the quite imprecise data of the ancients. But ancients sometimes had such standing, such authority, that discovering ancient texts and reading ancient texts seemed somehow to convey truth, full stop, you see. Well, no, Brahe starts to study the heavens again. Now, Brahe's greatest pupil was the German Johannes Kepler. Kepler was born in 1571, lived until 1630. Those who have studied mathematics, those who have studied physics, those who have studied a variety of disciplines, thermodynamics, for example, have encountered Kepler in a variety of ways. And the things that we think of Kepler as being famous for manifest themselves right here in his astronomical work. To what did that work address itself? This problem.